We're asking to move from 1 mil to 2.5 mils.
That's been the message at all five of the community information meetings Ann Arbor school officials have held leading up to the May 2nd election. At a recent public meeting at Scarlett Middle School, Superintendent Janice Swift pointed out why the greater financial investment is needed.
Our average age of our school buildings is over 60 years old, and in fact, five of our buildings will turn 100 years old here in the next 4 years. So it is time to really think about a deeper renewal of infrastructure.
Swift says that if the millage is approved, it would raise $200 million over 10 years to repair, remodel, and construct school buildings. District resident Ellen Clement listened closely to the superintendent but was not convinced.
I'm just saying that as a citizen who pays taxes and who generally likes to support the schools and likes quality schools, quality facilities. I don't think we need to be chintzy, but this is a very large increase, and I don't think it's at all straightforward.
Simone McDaniel was also listening. She's a district parent and a member of the Ann Arbor Citizens Millage Committee.
The state restricts the ways we can spend money, and so this is one of the local ways that we can raise money for our specific needs. Instead of the state saying, oh, we think you'll need X amount, we're here in our community and we see what the needs are.
Clemens says she wants the district to continue succeeding, but this millage proposal is the result of past policy decisions.
I feel like we've become a school of choice district. And then all of a sudden, the whole criteria for this infrastructure increase is based upon increases in numbers of students. Well, how many school of choice students do we have? We're sort of poaching from the neighboring district of Ypsilanti, weakening their school district. And it just doesn't make sense to me necessarily to pay for the infrastructure to take children from a district that's more than able to educate them.
According to the district, Ann Arbor Public Schools has about 1,300 school of choice students. McDaniel says the revenue generated from the millage would help more than just building classrooms. It would benefit some of the crumbling outdoor facilities as well. In fact, she pointed out some of the damage as we stood next to the sports facilities at Scarlett Middle School.
There's a big, you know, cracks and lines in the tennis courts. Also outside in the fields here, last year, my daughter sprained her ankle by stepping in a giant hole in the softball outfield when she was playing softball. So, you know, it's really important that these fields and these outdoor facilities are maintained.
So what happens if voters turn down the millage proposal on Tuesday? Superintendent Janice Swift says failure at the ballots would limit district options.
What we'll do is to really manage through emergencies, and that is we'll repair things as they break and do the best that we can within our general fund dollars.
That also concerns McDaniel. She says if general funds are used for building and infrastructure projects, it could take away from academic programs, and it won't solve the problem.
We need the 10 years because you don't only want to fix the immediate needs. You also want to be ready for things that you don't anticipate or things that just wear out over time. I mean, we all put money away for that rainy day when our roof goes bad. We may let that roof go one more year and then risk having even more damage, which is even more expensive. We want our district to be fiscally responsible and make investments in our building, not just now, but be ready for those things that come up as time passes.
If voters approve the millage, it would cost the average homeowner about $375 a year through 2026. Polls will open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. in the Ann Arbor School District. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.